Blog Talk Radio.
This is a very special night. It's Saturday Night Special, and I'm in Chicago. I'm Marcia Casper Cook, and I am being joined by Michael Barbie, demonologist. Hi, Michael. Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Hi, Michael. We're on the air now. Hi, and this is our very special show, and as you know, this is not my show because you heard Willow Cross's music, and this is Willow Cross Paranormal Show, and we are being joined by the Extreme Arkansas Paranormal. And I'll tell you, their names are Mark, Brandon, and Danny, and they are actually out on the field, as we'll call it. And Willow is with them, and Michael is with me here, and we are going to be answering questions or listening. We don't exactly know what's going to happen because when we're dealing with what we're dealing with tonight, we do not know what will happen. So it's going to be a very interesting evening, and everybody's going to be listening, and this will also be on demand. So anybody that's listening for a while and might have to go to sleep, we never sleep, so I think I don't sleep. And so we'll be around for a couple hours. And Michael, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. And we're hoping everything goes well, and Willow will be joining us from wherever she is, and because I think she might be out now. I don't know. Willow, are you out?
Yeah, we're yes. here.
Oh, you're there. Okay, do you want to talk a little? Because, you know, you can say what you're doing, and then we'll just be manning the phones, and we do have people in the chat room, so if they want to ask questions, we can do that while you are waiting around. So tell us what's going on there. You're in Arkansas. I'm in Chicago. So let's hear what's going on.
Well, we are in Smackover, Arkansas, and we are right now at this moment in abandoned nursing home, which I got to tell you, is creepy as all get out. I walked in the door and I'm like, I don't like this place. Oh. I don't want to be here. I have Brandon, Mark, and Danny with me, and it is so dark in here. There's no electricity. It's really creepy. It takes a lot to scare me, and I'm telling you, my heart's just racing. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through this place with them. I'm going to explain to you guys what it looks like where we are. And then they're going to conduct just a normal investigation. They'll tell you what equipment they're using, what it does, and then just do the investigation, and hopefully some stuff happens. I do want to tell you, you know, we've been here since about 2 o'clock. We did just a very short run-through of some of the locations. And we have already gotten so many EVPs and activity with the ghost box. It's crazy. This place, without a doubt, is haunted, and we haven't even started the real investigation yet. I've been thrown out of a salon.
Well, you know, you're going to do a documentary on this, so you're taping everything.
We're filming.
Yeah. And, yeah, this is going to be very exciting because this is going to be a whole new different thing than we've ever done. So I think this is, you know, this – is someone talking to you out there?
I'm about to follow Mark wherever he's going.
We're here.
We are – this moment, it appears that we are in the center of the nursing home, standing at what looks to be the old nurse's desk. Now, let me explain to you guys what this looks like. It's a concrete block building. It is completely abandoned. There's nothing here. There's graffiti all over the walls. I'm standing here looking at an anarchy symbol right now that's been spray-painted on the wall. There's lots of other places where it says, you know, get out now, welcome to H-E double hockey sticks, and other a whole lot of other words that I'm not allowed to say on air.
Right.
So that does nothing but add to the creep factor of the place. All right. Oh, no. Mark, where'd you go?
So there's no lights. Are there any lights on at all, or there's just nothing going on?
There is. Danny has a little tiny flashlight, and I see the red on Mark's
Melmeter.
And other than that, no, there's just no light.
Wow.
It's just really dark.
So how did you get in? You just get in there, and there are no stairs or anything, so you're just following their lead? Is that it, or are there different floors?
It appears at this point that it's all just one story.
Wow.
It's kind of a normal setup for an old nursing home. We're walking down the hall right now into a different wing of the building. And,
did they say how long this has been abandoned, where there's nobody in it except whoever we're going to maybe hear tonight? I mean, it's been closed for a long time.
Uh-oh. I'm losing signal back here. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Michael, are you there? Michael? Michael's there, too. Michael?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Explain to us, Mark, what we're doing.
There was a lady that was here in Smackover that was independent. She was an older lady, and she was pretty much called the goat lady. She had lots of goats. She's been known to poke and push people in this location. What we want to do is we want to go try to get some EVPs. We got a spirit box on the way. It's going to happen a little bit later. But we want to go ahead and find this room. It's right beside a room of a guy that she did not like. She had a roommate that they pretty much had to move out because she was violent toward her. This might be a situation that one of us might get poked, one of us might get pushed. She's been known to pull hair, and she's called Bill Lady, but I don't think she likes that name, but let's see if she kind of likes it. We figured out we just got to locate the room, which is room 39 in the morning.
So we're walking into another wing.
This area right here, one of the locals of Smackover had said that she heard a guy's voice in this very area that we're standing in right here. Earlier we had a light spectrum going off, and something kept walking in the middle of this light spectrum. Well, in the middle of this light spectrum, we went down the hall and realized that right into where it should be is exactly where this room was. I'm pretty sure it's down the hallway.
Smell that?
What's wrong?
It's just a pungent, odor, almost like onions. I smell like mildew, but like onions.
I smell it.
Do you smell it? Can you guys still hear us okay?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we have. I think we might have a call. Do you want me to take the call?
You can. Yeah.
Okay, let's just see. Okay.
We might be
Hi, it's Marsha. Hi. Hello. Did you want to speak or not? Maybe not. Hello? No, maybe not. Okay. They might not want to talk. They may just want to listen.
Extreme Arkansas Paranormal has a huge investigation team down here, and some of them are going to call in because they're
Oh,
my gosh, it scared me out to death. something just smacked me in the head, and it was a wire coming up from the ceiling.
Oh, you'll be passed out soon. Wait, all right, so then maybe somebody is there that wants to talk. Let me just see. Hi, it's Marsha. Did you want to be on the phone? Didn't talk? No, I don't think so, Willow. So, no. All right.
They're probably just listening because some of them.
Okay, fine. All right. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. All right, fine. Then I'll do that. Yeah, I'm just going to let them. Yeah, I do that a lot. When, you know, listen to the show.
Zero wire does in dark, correct?
What?
Willow, my bad. What did you say? Maybe she can't hear you. I can maybe ask her. What was that you asked, Michael?
So for the new callers, they are in the dark, correct, at their location?
Yeah, everybody's. Yeah, I think everybody's in the dark. Willow.
What? I'm
is everybody
sorry.
In the
I
dark? Is everybody in the dark?
Yes. Yes, and there are wires hanging down from the ceiling all over the place. So and there's insulation hanging down, and you know it has those drop ceilings and tiles missing, broken glass all over the floor. I mean, this is as about abandoned gets.
So how do you feel when you're in there? I mean, you feel anything that
it is just a massive feeling of creepy. You know, I don't know. I don't know at this point if it's just what it is. I don't know if it's just what it is, the fact that it's an abandoned nursing home, but I just don't like the feeling here. I just don't.
Now, are you planning to stay in the nursing home, or are you planning to move on right after
this? For the duration of the show, we're going to be in the nursing home.
Okay.
And we're just going to just keep walking through. I think we're having a hard time locating this goat lady's room. Somebody's little dog here.
The dog just came in? The dog just came in?
Dog just walking down the hallway with us.
And it's nobody's dog?
I assume it's somebody's dog. It's got a collar on it.
It just came by himself? Wow.
Yep. Just out of the blue, here it comes. There's just so much damage to this building. It's unreal. It's the big flooded spots on the floor where it looks like, you know, major water damage and...
Yeah.
Is this the room?
This is the lady. This is goat ladies. This is the one where she had problems with every tent she had in this room. The room next door to her, she had a problem with a guy named Clifton. We're going to try to get in here, agitate her with Clifton, agitate her with anything we can do. Because if this is the one that's actually pushing people, wanted to push us, right?
Yeah, push Mark. No, not us. Push Mark.
Come on, Mark.
Push Mark. No, bad touching. Not for me.
No, we want to do this with you.
Okay, so we are now inside the room. This room is, somebody give, I'm so bad with dimensions. Somebody give me an estimate on dimensions of this room. A 10 by 12 room.
Are there windows in the room, or every room? Does every room have a window?
There are windows in the room. They are facing the outer wall. It's actually not in that bad of a state. There's a couple of, you know, ceiling tiles missing, but it's not too bad. I'm going to be quiet now. Mark,
okay.
Get ready to start the investigation.
Michael, are you with me here? Yeah.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay.
Mark is using a ghost box.
Renee, are you with us right now? If you can hear us, you can speak to us. We're here to communicate with you. I want to let you know that this is my room. I will watch whatever I want to watch, and Clifton will be joining me. Do you have a problem with that? Do you have anything you want to say? What is your name? What do you want us to do?
Michael, do you want to explain maybe what they're doing now so our listeners will know?
They're using a voice box and different syllables and words stored in memory that the spirit can use to communicate.
Now, would we be hearing this, or is that something you hear later? Or
you hear it immediately. It allows for communication.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want our listeners to know what's going on exactly.
Renee, if you are in this room, what exactly do you want from us right now? We need to go get the nurse. She's not cooperating.
It's just been Mark.
What is your name?
Renee, do you hear that?
I heard it.
What was the guy next door's name? Can you tell us the guy that you hate next door?
Just to clarify, the particular ghost box that we're using plays radio frequency. What is that?
Get out. It said get out. Is there anyone in this hospital that you do not like? Do you like the nurses here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was clear as a bell.
Yes. Who's your favorite nurse? What's her name?
I heard. Do you like it, Renee, that I'm here? I came a long way just to meet with you.
Do you like Willow, yes or no?
Will you talk to me, Renee? What did it say?
Oh, wait. You want to hold it and ask questions? It seems to want to be attracted to you.
Are you stuck here, Renee? Do you want to be here? Would you rather talk to Mark?
I heard someone.
I heard it say something, but I couldn't make it out. Are you guys in the control room hearing?
Yes, we are. I'm writing it. I'm putting it in the chat. Yes, I did. Because, yes, we're talking to the goat woman. And, yes, I heard there. I thought that she said yes to you.
Right?
To you. It sounded like that to me, that she wanted to talk to you. Michael, did you hear that? Or?
Yeah, I heard it very clearly.
Yeah, because I hear it here that she said yes. That is weird.
Do we have a digital thermometer?
Yeah.
Can somebody check the temperature to my left? Because my left arm is freezing. It just feels like...
Right now, we're at 56 degrees. And
Willow, can you hear me?
Yes.
She might be a little scared with everybody there. It might be why she got so quiet. She said your name probably because she feels comfortable.
Yeah.
She may be a little overwhelmed with everybody there.
Yeah.
What's the base temperature of the room, Danny?
55 degrees. It's fluctuating. Somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees. It is dropping now. It's still dropping. It's dropped 1 degree in the last 10 seconds.
Renee, are you making it colder in here?
Yes. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I just want to talk to you, Willow. She likes you.
Will you talk to me if it's just me and Danny in here? Are people mean to you here? So that we're not getting much.
Willow?
Renee? Yeah?
Somebody, you know, we have a... somebody in the chat room, and they're called Microwaved, and they would like to share their paranormal story. I guess you said you would hear some stories. Do you want me to put them on? Or they're not on the phone yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, are they? Yeah, go ahead.
So you want to know if you're taking calls. Okay. Yes.
Hold on. Let's tell Renee before we shut the box down. Renee, I just want to say thank you very much for trying to communicate with us, and we mean no disrespect or harm. Appreciate you taking the time to try. We're going to leave now, this room anyhow.
I'm turning the infrared night vision camera off. Michael, if you want to do this.
Okay. Go ahead and put the caller on, Marcia. And
they're not in yet. They didn't call yet.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Willow, when we're hearing all that vibration, and then we hear that, how is it? Is it loud in there? I mean, because we're on the radio. Is it loud, or is it? Can you hear it well?
It's pretty loud. Sometimes the noise of the when they're trying to talk is so loud that it's almost unintelligible.
Okay, but wait, they're on the phone. Okay, wait a minute. Hello, hi, this is Marcia. Hi, are you on
Microwave?
Hi,
my name is Microwave.
Oh, hi. Okay, Willow,
yeah,
are you listening to
that's
and Michael's
my
here?
Name.
Hi. Did you want to talk? Did you want to talk with us?
Yes. Yeah, well, I sort of have a paranormal story that I'd like to share with you.
Willow, are you listening? And Michael?
We're listening.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Maybe. I'm sorry.
You see, the other day I was
to the left.
Sitting on the toilet taking a dump, excuse me, but I started hearing noises and telling me to stop watching CP, and they told me that Boxy is love and life, and then Shrek came in, and then Shrek saved me from all of this, and Shrek is love, Shrek is life, and like, all I have to say is that I
Willow, I think we lost him calling. I think we lost that caller.
I'm here.
We lost the
caller. Listen. We've had an incident while the caller was talking.
Okay.
Our cameraman actually got pushed, and then is that the millimeter? The EMF detector, the light started going off. It was spiking on red, and one of the investigators was just following it around. We're out by the nurse's desk. It was unreal.
Do you feel like vibrations, or is the room getting, that's maybe what, the room's getting colder where you, as you walk, or is it now the same temperature it was before you were in the goat woman's room?
I don't know. What's the temperature out here, do we know?
53.3.
52, so it's actually, is it colder than it was in there? It was 55 in there, correct?
Yeah.
So you literally, Michael, tell us, this is Michael, the cameraman, from Potato King Productions.
Okay.
Tell us what happened. What did that feel like?
It just
feels
weird.
I mean, did you feel like a person pushing you, or?
It felt like a pressure on my back, and then I went kind of off balance for a second.
Wow. Did it freak you? I know, I'm loving this.
It did freak me out. I just wanted to catch it.
Get up to the
line. Yeah.
I would prefer
Did he just say it felt like a demon?
No.
I thought that's what he said it felt like.
Yeah.
I promise you, if it was a big nasty, I'd be doing the show outside the building.
Yeah. Now, Willow, do you feel the same when you walked in, or do you feel more comfortable there yourself? Or do you feel like...
No. No, this place is
you can't get
just,
comfortable. It's not, you're not going to get comfortable.
No. No, and it doesn't matter which way I turn. I feel like somebody's right behind me. If I turn, you know, one way, it still feels like somebody's at my back. I turn around, you know, the other direction, I still feel like that. Right now we're walking down into a short wing of the hospital. All the doors are open, the rooms are black, and it feels like every room I walk by, I'm like, ugh. Just cringing.
Now, Michael?
Yes?
Did you have anything you wanted to add, or any questions you wanted to ask while you're, you know, while they're walking down? Is the hall long? Is it short, or how do you...
I don't...
You've been touched this evening, too, haven't you, Will?
Yes. Yes, earlier this evening, it was probably around 5, we went into a place called... Did you not hear that?
What?
Oh, Brandon, you jackass! Get the crap out of
me! I'm a bit of a...
Listen, y'all are going to kill me. I've already told my listeners that if they hear me scream, you call 911, so the cops are probably on their way. Oh, he
was
seemed
he,
a cop.
What was he doing, fooling around while you're walking? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, so earlier today we were at a place called the Flowersmith. There's supposed to be a little boy that haunts that place, and we were standing in the back room. There was a big crowd of us, the whole investigation team and myself, and I felt this, like somebody took 3 fingers and poked me in the hip. And I turned around and looked, because I thought there was one of the investigators had a camera, and I thought maybe I bumped into him. But I wasn't close to him. I mean, I was way too far away to have bumped into him. So I looked behind me to see maybe if I backed up into something. And I was way too far away from the cabinet that was behind me to have bumped into that. And then suddenly I felt very overwhelmed, almost like, you know, just this pressure coming in on me. So I walked out into the other part of the main part of the flower shop. And it was very interesting because there's supposed to be a young boy and an older man there, but I kept getting this sense of an elderly lady. And I asked Tommy, who runs the investigation, or runs the she's one of the
tours, because she was on last week. She was on last week on your show.
Yeah, she was on last week. I asked her if anybody ever said anything about that, and she said no, just the young kid and the man. But when I asked her that, there was a lady there that had gone to part of the film crew that was talking to her and said, you know, my grandma loved this place, and she always got her flowers from here, and this was just like one of her favorite places. So we kind of wondered if maybe that elderly lady I was sensing was attached to her instead of the location. Well, and, of course, there's no way to discern whether or not that's what was going on or not, but it was definitely unusual because, you know, she said her grandma really loved that place. So, who knows?
Now, that's where they were talking about, where they do the tours.
Where they what?
Where they do the tours, she said, Tommy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one of the places that's on the tour. Okay, we're trying to figure out where we're going to head next in here. Are you guys still following the energy pattern?
Yes, we are. Oh, yeah.
It's going along beside you. And there's no electricity in this building, so there's no reason.
Wow.
But yeah, it's going right up.
What are you seeing right now? What are you?
She has this is an EMF detector, correct?
Yes.
It has all the different colored lights on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's spiking all the way up into the red. And if you don't know what EMF detector is, it's an electromagnetic field detector. Sometimes electromagnetic fields will put off, not put off, but the energy they put off can cause you to feel nauseated, anxious, like you're being watched. But there's no electricity to this building. So there's no reason for this to be going off.
Not at all.
Now we're walking into a new wing. This is oh my gosh. This place is a wreck. The window is completely busted out. There's
walls all around us.
This is completely closed off. That's completely enclosed with all those big trees in there?
Mm-hmm.
Just big. It's like almost like a jungle that's completely walled in.
Now, I think we have a caller. I don't know if they want to talk or not, but I'm going to. If they don't want to talk, well, I'll know. Okay. I don't know. Hi, this is Marsha. Willow is with us, and Michael, did you want to ask a question? No. Okay. No. All right. I put them back. I just want, you know, I don't know.
Is there a bird? The feeling here is just very...
You know, if they're, like the windows, when you say they're broken, so... Do they have guards out there? I mean, do they let just window, you know, because that could be dangerous too. How do they keep people out of there, or people don't want to go in there, maybe. They're not rushing to go in, but what
according
happens,
to the graffiti on the walls, they're not keeping people out of here.
Right, but of course, they would come during the day, I'm certain, but not at night.
Yeah. Let's see what we can get with that.
So most of the walls have on it?
When I say the windows are busted out, I mean there is no glass in the windows. None.
Wow.
So
the air just comes right in. If it's snowing or if it's raining, it just would come in?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Is this on a big property, or is it like, is there a lot of property around it, or is it in an area where?
It seems pretty big, but
kind of
it's still like, it's inside town limits. It's a pretty big place. It seems rather large. Mark's got the ghost box out again. We're still getting pretty high readings on the EMF detector. So we're going to see if maybe we can contact this, whatever it is that's setting this thing off.
Lana, we're seeing that you're here. You can speak to this box. Can you tell me your name? Are you shy? Can you tell us why you're following us?
Well,
We're not really getting anything.
We're not getting anything, but we are getting readings on that. So.
Yeah, we're still getting spikes. I wish that I could properly articulate the feel of this place. I mean,
have you ever been in a place like this before? Did you ever?
Never. Never.
Okay.
Never in my life. It is definitely one of the creepiest places I've ever been in. What's through these doors here?
We may have a caller. Like, you know, if you don't want to talk, you'll just tell me. Hi, this is Marcia. Did you want to talk to Willow?
Yeah, I did. How are you?
Willow?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to speak about my paranormal experience as well. You know, I'd like to get a little, feedback from it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Willow's listening. She's listening.
I actually have 2 points. I'll go ahead with the first one. I recently lost a child.
Sorry for your loss.
Me too.
And,
very sorry.
I remember I woke up about 3 days after she died, and there was a little girl sitting on the end of my bed. And I remember it quite vividly. It was definitely her. I mean, what do you think about that? I don't know if I was going crazy or.
Willow,
Did
you hear?
He kind of was breaking up there at the end,
okay.
So I missed.
He lost a little girl, and she was sitting on the edge of his bed when he woke up, and he wanted to know what you felt about that.
Hang on, guys.
Is your picture taken?
Hang on. Ouch. Yeah?
Comes whenever she gets here.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
okay,
hi.
I can hear
okay.
Perfect now.
Something
okay.
is following you. You said something's following you? It is following you.
Okay, caller, can you tell me again? I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone. In some places I'm really not getting a good signal, so I really had a hard time hearing what you were saying.
I said I lost my child, and it was quite heartbreaking for me, but about 3 days later I woke up my bed, and it was about 6 in the morning, and I saw her sitting on the end of the bed.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, it was really powerful, you know, and I didn't know if I was going crazy or what, you know, and then I just stared at her for a couple of minutes, and that was her. She disappeared again. And
wow, that is really amazing. I would guess, and you were just at your house where she lived with you, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So that was probably her saying, "Hey, Dad, I'm still around. I'm not going." That would be my guess, anyhow.
How long has it been? How long has it been? Was it after she passed?
This happened about 3 or 4 months ago. It must be going on 4 months now. So I would reckon this was only a few days ago this happened, but I didn't know if I was going crazy or what, you know.
Well, listen, I don't profess to be an expert because I'm not. I can just give you my opinion, and that's the best I can do. I would guess that it was just her letting you know she's still there. You know, if she's hanging around, then she feels your heartbreak and she knows you miss her. And maybe that was just her way of letting you know, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
She still got me, you know?
How are you doing now? How are you doing
now?
Yeah,
I'm getting on a lot better. I had a second point as well.
Okay.
Is this Willow I'm speaking to?
No, Willow.
I
think
I'm here.
You can hear now. Can you hear? I don't know if you. Oh, I didn't know if you could hear or not. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Is it possible to speak to Michael? I don't know if this is a bit.
Yeah, Michael. He may be not on the phone right now.
I'm here.
Oh, you're Michael? Okay, yeah. Did you hear this gentleman's story?
Yes.
He wanted to ask what your opinion was of that.
Evidently you'll hear a beep. I'm talking to a friend of mine who is very empathic. I don't know if Willow can hear me or not. That's why I made a comment to Willow earlier. The person that I'm speaking with is empathic, said that might have been a way of comforting you and saying goodbye. But from what I could hear from the conversation, it sounded like you wanted to ask me a question. Was it just
Yes, he did.
I did. I see you have a book as well. You're an author, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you could help me. I have a really bad foot condition. I've got really bad skin, and I noticed that you were a dermatologist as well. I was wondering if you could help me on that.
No, he's a demonologist. He's a demonologist.
Yeah, is there a difference?
Yes. Michael?
Yes. One deals with demons, one deals with skin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've got a really bad skin condition on my left foot, and I wonder what kind of creams or something you should point me in the right direction.
Marsha, maybe you can help him with that.
He's not a doctor, and I don't think he can. Are you saying that you got the skin condition from what has happened? You think it's
I've had this for years. This is nothing to do about.
But Michael is a demonologist, and he doesn't handle with the skin. But Willow, did you have anything else you'd want to say to the caller?
Yeah.
Willow, can you hear us?
Yeah,
Willow?
Yeah,
Willow.
Can you hang on just a second?
Okay,
We're organizing here.
Okay.
Can we do something with the laser thing? If we all stay at one end and we're still...
I'll tell you why I'm following you, you fucking bad boys.
Okay, Marcia.
Yep.
Listen, for the duration, I think we better not take any callers because
okay.
It's too hard to try to talk to people while we're doing the investigation.
Right, I know.
Questions.
All right, I'll talk right now because they're holding. So we'll just see what they wanted right now, and then I won't. Let's just see right now because they've called in already. So, okay. Hi, this is Marcia. Did you have a question?
Who?
Did you have a question?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I think we can't hear that. All right.
Marcia.
I think we're all right. I can't, the callers, we can't hear on the line.
Marcia?
And some. Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
I did hear that caller. Can you ask that caller that you just talked to a question? Because I did hear something. I don't know if anybody else heard what I heard or not. But
what did you hear? You heard him? Okay. Do you want me to put him back on?
Do you not hear what I'm hearing at all? Is anybody else hearing this caller talking?
Yeah, well, and everybody can hear us. Yeah, they can hear. Willow can hear us.
I can't hear anybody but you and Michael talking.
Oh, nobody else on the line. That's why. All right. So, Michael, do you want me to put him on?
Just ask him a question again because I heard something. I just wanted you to ask him the question again because I think I heard something nobody else caught.
Okay. I'm going to put him on. Okay. Okay. Did you have a question for Michael? Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I lost my wife 3 months ago. And I don't really know what's happening. But every time I go to my bed, I can feel a hand going over my shoulder.
Michael?
Yes. Is it just recently?
No, it's been about 2 months.
2 months. keep that person online so I can talk to them here in a minute. Caller, if you would, stay online so we can go back to what they're doing there because it's so difficult on them, but I would like
right,
to talk
to you.
Right, it's
hard to, right, okay. All right, right. They're in the middle. Willow would like us to not take calls anymore, she can't hear us. So I'm sorry. And this caller, if they'd like to speak to anybody, you can call the World of Ink Network, and just I can have somebody call you. Okay, we are on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk. Okay, there we go. Okay, all right, Willow. I think all right, we're all clear.
Okay, let me tell you what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
They are setting
okay.
up. Danny, will you tell the listeners what this is?
This is a laser grid. It's very similar to the laser light painting, that everybody has. But it shoots out a pattern or a grid, if you will, on the wall. This is a great tool to use when doing or to use in conjunction with an EDP session. Ideally, the thought is that if you can get an active spirit or an apparition or to manifest itself, it will break the pattern and it makes it a little bit easier. This is also a great tool to use if you're dealing with maybe small children or a young spirit because it's pretty. It's a pretty light.
Mm-hmm.
It comes a pretty light. And in theory, if they break the pattern, it's a little bit easier to pick it up.
Okay. Did you guys catch all that?
Well, I think we heard some of it, but we'll just want to repeat some of it. Some of it didn't come clear. It's a little.
Some of it did. Okay, I'm going to move over. So I'm sorry.
Because we can hear you. We can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Can you say it again?
Yeah. This is what we've got is a. It's very similar to a laser light pen that. You would use play with the cat or something like that, but it's got a special lens on it. It shoots a pattern or a grid on the wall.
Uh-huh.
This is a great tool to use if you get an active spirit or can get something to manifest itself.
it will break the pattern. It makes it a little bit easier to see. This is also good to use with when you're dealing with a spirit of a child or a young person, because it shoots a really pretty green grid on the wall. So you can, you know, tell them to go to the green light. But there again, it's just another tool to use to try to make it a little bit easier to know if you are in an active area or not.
And right now, what light do you see? The green light? Is that what you're seeing?
It's a green light. It's in a spread pattern. It's all over. We're standing to the, I believe, east side of the room, and it's spread in a pattern off towards the west. And we're just kind of, it's not very audio, unfortunately, but you'll see it in the documentary. We're just kind of standing here watching the pattern, seeing if we can catch something moving. To be honest with you, it's making me a little dizzy.
It's what?
It's making me a little dizzy because it's
The lights, the lights, the lights.
Yeah.
Is there air in there? I mean, is there air, you know, do you feel that there's air circulating? Or,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah. There's plenty of air. It's just a visual thing, you know. It's that all
what's
these
the
lights.
Temperature? What's it, yeah, like outside, you said before, what was the temperature of where you are right now?
The temperature in here was in the mid-50s.
But outside, what was that?
I don't know. We didn't take an outside temperature reading.
Yeah, I just wondered
what
it was like outside, because if you're having air circulating, how you're, you know, maybe because it's feeling cool in there.
Well, with all these broken windows.
Yeah, that's probably where it's coming in. That's why I wondered. Right, I wondered, you know, because people that are listening are everywhere in the world, you know, they're all in different countries and cities and states. So, you know, I was just trying to make it, you know, people would know maybe what you were feeling.
It's chilly. It is chilly. But it's not bitter cold. I would guess it's probably what?
It's probably in the upper 40s, lower 50s inside.
Yeah, okay.
It's, I mean, outside there's no breeze tonight, which is good, because they say that usually if there's a lot of wind blowing outside, you're going to get kind of false noises and so forth. So luckily tonight, though, the wind is very calm outside, but it's cold. Matter of fact, it seems colder inside than it does outside, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, is this part of the investigation, and we've had this throughout the day, although we've gotten quite a bit of activity already, you know, you go in spurts where something will happen, and it might be a truly, you know, mind-boggling thing, and then there's just dead time where there's nothing going on at all. And there's no way to gauge when you're going to run into a downtime.
Now, you're walking into different rooms? Is that what you're doing? You're walking into different rooms now?
Right now, I'm stationary. I'm stationary in one room with Danny and Mark.
Uh-huh.
We're just kind of standing here waiting to see if anything's going to happen. And so far in this particular area, but, I mean, considering what's happened, we've gotten some good interaction with the ghost box in this nursing home tonight. When our cameraman was pushed.
And we also have another part of the team that's actually back at the base, if you will. They're analyzing audio and video evidence that we've collected earlier tonight. So, you know, we split it up so there's a good opportunity that we might be able to identify some EVPs or some visual evidence while we're here. So it's been a great place to come, because there's about four or five different locations. There's a great history here, and the
locals have had so many stories to tell us. An interesting thing that I thought tonight, I've been very skeptical about coming up here and doing the investigation, is that the stories that were being shared from multiple people were consistent. Everybody shared a lot of the same type experiences from place to place to place, and I thought that was pretty great, because I mean, you had a lot of people who shared the same stories.
This is Luke, and he's the first time he's come with our team, but he's been a valuable asset. He's brought a lot of technological experience with the video equipment. That's kind of his expertise, and Luke's actually, he had an experience earlier
in the old bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And
Would you want to tell that?
Yeah, and listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm coming to this whole experience extremely skeptical. I'm coming in with the idea that I'm not gonna be spooked or try to make something out that wasn't there. So it's been fairly calm all evening. When we went over to one area, which is the salon, and a lot of these buildings have just been modified and just, they're so old, they've just been piecemealed together, so you would almost have these strange connections from business to business. We walked through this one area, there's once a bank, there's a vault there, turn into a hair salon, and then you walk around the corner, you enter this bakery. I was there with Danny, and we were just walking around, we were recording the session at that time, and I immediately felt, and the room was sealed, this absolute, it felt like just this cold blanket was put over me. And first time I really had any experience all night, we've been to several different locations, and Danny moved in and felt the exact same thing. And it was the first time tonight I felt a real chill, some type of very odd presence. Now, we ended up doing some recordings. I've reviewed some of the material. I wasn't able to pick up anything unusual in the recording, but it was the first time tonight that something was not right. And so I'm looking forward to going back a little bit later with some different equipment, maybe doing some stationary cameras and seeing if we can pick up anything.
Yeah, how many hours are you planning on being there? Several more.
The whole investigation is really a day-long process.
Uh-huh.
We came down as a group earlier today. We met with the city council lady. She gave us a walkthrough and an overview of the many places that there's been activity. Then we get together, we split up into groups, and what we're doing is taking turns going to different locations so that we can collect evidence and try to see if the different groups have the same type of experiences. But to give you a more direct answer, I mean, we plan on being here until after midnight because, frankly, we're in a town and there's traffic and there's exterior noises and things. A lot of the buildings we're in have busted windows and things that let sounds come in that,
Do you think they have any Do you think that there's a chance that they will be? Some of these buildings are abandoned, right? Why are they still up? Some cities naturally take things down. So do you feel that they want to keep these, buildings intact, or do you think that they have any idea that they want to maybe not keep them intact anymore?
I have no idea. We have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Many of the places that we've gone to are actual businesses, and they are not abandoned.
Right, okay.
The old jail is abandoned in this nursing home, but it's the other places are all in use at the moment.
The bakery and the bakery had no water and no electricity,
right.
So everything was completely shut down in the bakery and also in the salon. Even though they had things there, all the refrigerators were down. There was no electricity. And I even looked at the power grid, and all of them were turned on. Even the main was turned on, but there was no power in the building.
And what's really what makes this really unique is that, and this is kind of to piggyback on what Luke was saying, is that the business owners have welcomed us in, and they all have experienced things in their businesses, which obviously at some point in the past there were different types of buildings. Businesses, but they've all very gracious, and they've shared their stories with us, and it's been a really good experience.
And I think what's really interesting, too, is they've each shared with us the history of the town leading up to where it is currently, and then I was talking to a lady that's here we met on the investigation, and I asked her, I said, is the entire town kind of rallied around this idea of these paranormal experiences? And she said, well, not everyone is, but everyone has a story that they share. So even though it may not be that the entire town is coming around and saying, yes, this place is having experiences or this place may have some type of haunting, everybody has experienced something at some of these locations.
Yeah, because on the internet, Willow, you can, like, I've been looking it up on the internet, and they are talking about, you know, the hauntings, and so they, you know, it's primarily a place where people do come for, you know, like as Tommy was saying last week, for tours.
The history of this place, in case your listeners don't know, this is a little small town. It's just a small dot, literally, on the map in south central Arkansas. And this was an old town, and it literally went from a population of less than 200 to more than 20,000 people in about 2 or 3 weeks' time when once all of this stuff here. And you can just imagine that, you know, it didn't just attract people that were looking to, you know, strike the rich. It also attracted people that maybe weren't really nice people. So there was a lot of funny business and you know, untimely deaths and things you can imagine.
Well, they told us earlier that for a period of time there was, like, it was almost like lawless. They didn't have anybody to, you know, police the town or anything because they were not expecting that influx of people. So I can't tell you the period of time. We'd have to get Tommy on the phone.
Well, actually, I read it was in the 1920s that the boom happened. It was in the mid-1920s. And like you said, literally went from 200 people to almost 25,000 within a month.
Right.
And then and they were telling stories of how the roads were so bad that they would keep adding planks of wood on top of the roads because they would just get muddy and sink in.
Yeah.
They were having too much traffic. And that they know of at least three individuals or three bodies that are still buried under the main street in this town.
Oh, my heavens.
Because people would die and they would just leave them in the street and add planks over them until eventually they had passable roads. And all the stories are just a history of a lot of death and a lot of lawlessness and a lot of...
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to read about it because it's on the internet, you know, and I didn't really know this place until last week. So it's kind of interesting to see all that there now and that these places are abandoned, but... You know, they're still intact, which is, you know, interesting because some cities don't
do
that.
You can walk into these buildings and you can see in the historic part of the old downtown, which is really all they have here as far as any type of businesses, that you walk into each building and the walls are different shapes and sizes and textures and patterns and materials. I mean, you can just tell that the old town was never really destroyed. They just kept building up. And so... I mean, just you can see wood that was there 100 years ago. You can see pieces of structure, even the jail, I mean, that was built, I don't know how many decades ago, but, I mean, that history is still there, and you can touch it and see it and feel it. So with all that history, and if there's any type of energies around, I mean, they exist.
Yeah.
So it's
very interesting.
Right. To be right in the middle of all this. It's been fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting.
I have to say, when we drove into town, it is such a quaint little town. It's so cute. But there is that pervasive feeling of just history. It reminds me, I know this sounds really cliche, but it reminds me of just driving into downtown Mayberry.
It's nice that they've talked to you about all their experiences. I'm sure you've got some really good, you know, stories because it's interesting, I think.
The people are friendly and fantastic. And, it's just been a really great experience being here. I have had so much fun today, other than Brandon trying to scare me half to death.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get stalked later.
Because we're keeping it on for demand because a lot of the people, it's 12 o'clock in a lot of areas, so you could see that all the callers probably fell asleep already. They're tired.
Yeah, but
this is going to go on demand, so they'll be able to hear everything now, later. Because people have asked me that, too, that wanted to listen to the show. Because this is probably a late show for us to have.
It's later than our normal time slot, for
sure.
Well, I think we are ready to probably move on to a new investigation site. So I'm going to be signing off here.
Okay.
thank you to everyone who tuned in to listen and who still will in the archives.
They will because I'll put this out. This was very interesting, and thank everybody for us, so letting us, you know. It's very interesting because a lot of people don't really know what this is like. So I think we gave them a very good, idea, because I think people hear about it, but they don't really know, and we're like, we're in it. We're not with you, but we're feeling what you're feeling. So I think it was very interesting. Yeah. Michael, did you want to add anything before we sign off, I guess?
No, not really. Other than, is that caller still on?
They're not on anymore. No, they're not on,
Okay.
Everybody, next week is our regularly scheduled show, and we're going to have Michaela, she's a psychic advisor, on. Should be really fascinating. I know this lady. She's amazing. So tune in and listen.
And I think maybe you'll probably share some of the things that happened, that right now that you're going to do, because you'll probably move at a faster pace now because we won't be on the air. So they could understand what went on afterwards on your show. Will you be talking about it a little, maybe?
I am. Everywhere I go, they I don't know why. It's just everywhere I go, they just right.
What happened? You think they're following
you? They're getting readings. They're trying to get readings, and every time they get their EMF detector close to me, it goes off. And I told you earlier when we began the show, it just feels like somebody's right behind me no matter which way I turn. It feels like somebody's following me.
Okay.
And they keep doing readings in front of me and behind me. And I don't have anything but this cell phone in my hand. So
I'm wondering one last question. Will, now they've been there before. This is your first time there, right?
Yes.
So I'm wondering if they're maybe checking you out, feeling you out, and not them, because they've been there before.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
Because it's it sounds like that to me from where I am in Chicago in the snow. But what can I tell you? All right. So Willow,
I know that
thank
the
you
next
so-
time the next time I go in a place like this, Michael is going to be not in the control room, but with me, because this place is creepy.
Well, you have people with you. You have people with you.
Yeah, there's people with me, but they aren't demonologists.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So, you're feeling that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and tell them thank you for the World of Ink. We appreciate it. And Michael, thank you so much. And Willow, you'll have to tell me what happened.
I think she's already gone.
I think so. Or somebody is. All right. This is not a good thing. All right. Hopefully everything is all right. Okay. Somebody did sign up for her. Okay. All right, Michael, have a good night. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.